From Spark and Anvil and Tiny Letters, this is Huff in Chapter 1 of the Tiny Letters cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In a sunny windowsill garden, a little bunny named Huff held up one paw and puffed. "Quick sound," Huff said, "like this." A tiny cloud floated up from Huff's mouth, soft and round, like a dandelion tuft coming loose. It was the sound p-puff. There it went, drifting into the warm light. A small learner leaned close, watching the cloud. "You made the sound into a thing," they whispered. "I did," said Huff, smiling. "The sound likes to hide, so I give it a puff, and then we can see it." Huff puffed again. P. Another little cloud. "You can hold it on your paw. Feel?" The learner held up a paw and puffed too. A tiny warm breath brushed their fingers. They giggled. Huff had not always known that sounds could be caught. When Huff was very small, the letters felt slippery. The grown-up bunnies would say a sound, and it would zip past Huff's ears and be gone. Huff could not hold it, could not find it again. It made Huff's tummy feel tight and worried, like reaching for something on a high shelf and missing every time. One evening, Huff's grandpa sat down in the soft grass beside the burrow. He did not say, "Try harder." He just held up his own paw. "Put your paw here," Grandpa said, "right in front of your mouth. Now say the sound the way I do, little and quick." He puffed. Puh. A warm breath landed on Huff's paw. Huff tried. Puff. And there, on the pad of one small paw, was the sound. Warm, real, a little push of air that Huff had made. Huff's tight tummy went soft. The sound wasn't slippery anymore. It was a puff, and a puff was something a body could feel. Huff came to the phonics garden because it was full of learners with tight, worried tummies, reaching for sounds that kept zipping away. Pip Jr., who cared for the garden, met Huff at the little gate. "Can you help the small ones find the sounds?" Pip Jr. asked. Huff did not answer with big words. Huff just held up a paw, took a breath, and puffed. "Mmm." A soft humming cloud rose up and floated between them, warm and slow. Pip Jr. watched the cloud drift. "You made it something they can see," Pip Jr. said softly, "and feel." "That's the trick Grandpa gave me," said Huff. "The sound comes out of the body, so we catch it with the body." Huff puffed once more, gentle and sure. "Quick sound, like this." Pip Jr. smiled. "You belong here."
The next morning, a tiny learner came to the windowsill. Today's letter was P. The learner looked worried. "I can't hear it right," they said. "It keeps running away." Huff sat down close, so the two of them were paw to paw. "It's not running away," Huff said. "It's just quick. Watch." Huff held up a paw in front of their mouth. "Put your paw here, like me." The learner lifted a small paw. "Now, a little puff. Not loud, just quick." Huff puffed. Puh. A soft cloud rose. "Did you feel my puff on your paw?" "A little breath," the learner said. "Your turn. Quick sound, like this." The learner scrunched up, took a breath, and puffed. Puh. A tiny cloud lifted off their paw and floated into the sun. "You caught it," Huff said. The learner's eyes went wide. "I felt it. I felt the sound on my paw." They puffed again, just to feel it. And again. Each time, a little cloud, a little warm breath, a little sound they could hold. Huff never said wrong. Huff never frowned. When a puff came out too big or too soft, Huff just said, "Let's try together," and puffed alongside, paw to paw, until the sound settled.
That evening, the garden was quiet.
The learner came back with one more question. When the sound is hiding, they asked, and I can't hear it yet, how do I find it again? Huff thought about a tight tummy and a warm paw and Grandpa in the soft grass. You feel for it, Huff said gently. Put your paw up. Take a little breath. The sound lives in your body. It always did. You just puff it out, and there it is on your paw, quick and warm. Huff puffed one last soft cloud, and the two of them watched it drift up into the last of the light. The learner held up a paw and felt their own small breath. And their tummy, which had been tight and worried all day, went warm and soft and easy, like a puff of air that finally had somewhere to go.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Huff. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.